Dr. Lorraine Day's life-saving website is drday.com, drday.com. Please go there. Please avail yourselves of some of the most priceless information ever put together during our lifetimes. It's that simple. No overstatement, no hyperbole. That's the truth. Okay. You're going to like these. It's up there under feature stories. 10 lies about health your doctor taught you. Lie number one. Prescription drugs will make you healthier.
Yeah, his truth is correct. They mask symptoms. They don't do anything to correct the underlying causes of disease. And that's what I talk about on my videos, the underlying causes of disease.
Right.
Headaches are not caused by a deficiency of aspirin any more than cancer is caused by a deficiency of chemotherapy and radiation. It's ludicrous.
Right.
But that's what all the doctors have been brainwashed to believe, that these things can cure diseases. They cannot.
Right. You should actively treat the swelling of sprains, strains, and other injuries.
Now, well, it depends on what he talks about actively. Certainly, you shouldn't use drugs and hormones to prevent swelling.
Right.
But when you have swelling of a sprain or a strain, what you want to do is get off of it, elevate it, and ice it. But don't ice it to the point where you cause damage to your skin. But you
right.
should have something in between the ice pack and your skin. But if you put cold on it right away and you elevate it and you get off of it, you want to elevate it above the level of your heart. So you don't want to be sitting up and have the foot up on a chair. You want your foot to be at least 4 inches above the level of your heart. That means you have to be laying down and have your foot up on a pillow or several pillows.
Interesting. I didn't know the 4-inch rule. That's something
yes.
to remember. Very good.
Yeah, because then the swelling will flow out of it. If your heart is above the level of your foot, you have a sprained ankle
now,
or
gravity
a broken
takes
ankle,
over?
Then it cannot drain.
Ah. You're right. This pools up.
Right.
Okay, here's a big one, folks, and we've tried and tried. Here it is again in another list. Mammograms prevent cancer.
Yeah, well, he's right here as the mammograms actually cause cancer because mammograms are radiation. When you radiate the breast, you increase the risk of breast cancer by 2% with every mammogram. So if
it's
you
cumulative,
have a mammogram,
right?
Pardon?
It's cumulative.
That's right. It's cumulative. And so you continue to increase your risk of getting cancer of the breast every time you have a mammogram. Mammograms do not prevent cancer. They just tell you when you have a lump. And the best risk-free way of finding out if you have a lump is to go to your doctor for a physical breast examination that has no risk, and it is just as accurate as having a mammogram. A mammogram will not tell you if the lump you have is cancer any more than when the doctor finds it can he tell you that it's cancer. The only way you can really find out if a lump is cancerous or not, is with a biopsy,
uh-huh.
a surgical biopsy. So there is no actually all this business about prevention. They'll say, you should have a pap smear to prevent cancer. Pap smears don't prevent cancer. They just tell you when you have it. And that's so then they can give you more drugs and chemotherapy and everything else and do horrendous surgery on you. It's the same way when you have a scope exam looking for a rectal polyp or an intestinal problem, that
mm-hmm.
doesn't prevent cancer. It just tells you if you have it. If you have it or if you have any symptoms, the best way to reverse those symptoms is change your diet and lifestyle, which is what I did to get rid of my cancer, and it's all on my videos.
Right, and they are priceless, as I've said. Oh, I met a woman last week. Her husband had cancer surgery. He's going through the usual toxic poison regimen afterward.
Yeah.
And she and he used to drive an 18-wheeler, apparently. And I got to talking, and I said, you know, if I bring you a video, would your husband look at it? And it was one of your videos.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, yeah. I said, that's a friend of mine, Dr. Lorraine Day. She says, Lorraine Day? Dr. Day? We used to listen to her all the time when we were on the road in our truck years
right.
ago when you had your program.
Right.
And she said, I love that woman. Please, Brent. So I took them two of the videos.
Well,
so.
Good. Well, I hope they're listening tonight. And
yeah, that would be nice.
And it would be nice if they would do it because, you know, I can I can testify that anyone can get well this way.
By the way, story yesterday or the day before, 20%, and this is probably conservative, 20% of the x-ray machines in New York City were operating at far too powerful a dose, hadn't even been checked or calibrated as they are supposedly doing, I guess a semi-annual or annual basis. They hadn't been checked in some cases for well over 2 years. And the same stories have popped up in the past with the mammogram machines.
Yeah. Let me tell you, that happens all the time.
Yeah, I believe
all the time.
So you folks, you go ahead and irradiate your breasts or any other part of your body and see what happens.
Right.
Number four, vitamins give you expensive urine.
Now, well, in a way, that is true. You know, you'd really need to eat food because then your body can absorb what you eat.
If I might also point out, I have a theory. Most supplements in the so-called field of alternative health work. Create improvements because most of the people trying them are so nutritionally outrageously deprived and deficient that they're practically at death's door anyway.
Right. So they feel somewhat better.
They feel better. What do you expect?
Right.
You know, if somebody doesn't have a drink of water in a week, you give them some water, they're better.
Well, people want to do, of course, is eat any way they want and then take a handful of pills.
They don't want to give it up. They will.
Right.
I don't know what it is.
Right.
I'm taking supplements. I don't know why I got cancer.
Before we go on to number five, I want to tell you an experience that I had just today.
Right.
I have a friend who, by the way, is a very good writer. He writes a lot on the Zionist Jew issue. And it's not Ernst, it's another American. By the way, I got a letter from Ernst in his Mannheim prison.
Wonderful.
For those of you who think the Germans are terrible people, certainly at the highest levels the Zionist Jews run Germany, but there are still some wonderful human beings that actually are in the prison as guards. And when Ernst was in an American prison or a Canadian prison, he rarely got outside. In the Canadian prison, he got outside for 10 minutes, maybe once every week or 2 weeks. In a German prison, he's allowed outside every day for an hour in the sunlight. He's allowed to talk to other prisoners. I'm not saying that this is a piece of cake. I'm just saying that German prisons are a lot more humane than American and Canadian prisons. So put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Humane.
Yeah.
Human.
Right.
Number five, the sun will give you cancer. Had another story from the BBC last week, and a picture for that story was of a dermatologist in a tanning bed getting a regulated dose of UVA, UVB. In other words, he was trying to make the point that we do need sunlight. And
yeah, but he's getting it from the wrong way. He ought to get outside, not in a tanning bed.
Well, whatever. The point was they're forced to come around finally to admitting that we need sunlight.
Right. We need sunlight.
We need that UVA and UVB.
Yeah, you cannot grow a healthy person without sunlight.
Number six, CT scans, CAT scans are perfectly safe.
No way. No way. What it says here is true. CT scans expose patients to about 1,000 times the radiation of chest X-ray.
Wow.
Yeah.
One CAT scan, 1,000 chest X-ray.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Number seven, the U.S. healthcare system is the best in the world.
It's all about the worst. About the worst of any industrialized. On one of my videos, I say out of 79 countries, I think it's 79 countries they looked at, the U.S. was 79th.
Kind of a loaded.
Because it's a business, folks. They want you to be sick. They don't want you to be well.
Sick people, they're out of business. All surgical, number eight, all surgical procedures have been proven safe and effective.
No way.
We could even say most.
No, not true. In fact, coronary artery bypasses, they have not been proven safe and effective, and yet they're done all the time. And hysterectomies are a disaster in many, many cases.
Major business.
And prostate cancer surgery, many men end up impotent. And that's not a small deal with most men, I tell you.
Right. Are there statistics? I've seen them. Are there current statistics on how many hysterectomies are really necessary?
Oh, something. I don't know. The 10%? Numbers are awful.
Yeah, it's 10 or 15% are really necessary. I had some smaller. Now, if you've got metastasized cancer, and, you know, they're trying to do something, damage control to get most of it out, and, yeah, okay, and there may be other issues,
well,
I don't know.
Well, you know, you can say that, but from a physician's point of view and from what I've been through, I wouldn't even say that, and I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Because what you can't cut out cancer.
Well, we know that.
You can't cut it out. So what you need to do is when they go in there and they start messing around in your insides, that's the greatest fault. When you have an operation and have a general anesthetic and have your abdomen open, it has the assault on the body of being hit by a semi-truck.
Takes about a week at least to get over the anesthesia itself, and then many months to totally detoxify,
right.
I'm told.
Right.
Wow. Okay. Back with more and your calls, Dr. Lorraine Day, MD, 800-259-9231. Okay, on that list of 10, not Dr. Day's list, but it's a good list. You can get all the nutrition you need from 3 balanced meals a day. We should preface that by, I guess, putting USDA in front of balanced meals a day.
Yeah, well, you can get all of your nutrition from 3 balanced meals if you eat natural food and most of it raw. You can, and organically grown, but you certainly can't if you're eating fast food.
Right. 24 times a month, the average American hits a fast food establishment of some kind or other. Number 10, all these lab tests being done nowadays are for your own good.
Well, if you own the lab, they're for your own
good. Oh, sly.
Yeah.
Geez, sly. Oh, by the way, someone wrote and said, where can I get a copy of the protocols of the Elders of Zion? And
go on the Internet.
The Internet is the best place. There are a lot of people out there who don't want you to be able to have the right to read that book or many other books. They
right.
want to choose what you may and may not read, and they will censor and they will condemn you and call you all sorts of names if you simply choose to read certain books to avail yourselves of information to make your own decision. You automatically, by even reading certain books, become their enemy. So it's
well. That's right, because you see, the whole business of the Holocaust hoax is unraveling, and so they're trying to tighten the screws all over the place because it is starting to come apart. There are now Jewish writers of some note who are coming up and saying, "We don't believe this happened either." Certainly,
well, at the very least, they're calling for an honest, open,
right.
legitimate, scientific, academic, honest-to-God
right.
research of the whole thing
which
to find
is,
out.
Which has already been done, by the way. It's already been done. All you have to do is go on the Internet, and you can see it if you go to zundelsite.org, ZUNDELSITE.org, or many other revisionist websites. You'll find the information there.
But the calls for a formal investigation of it are rather new on the radar and interesting to see. So,
yeah.
Okay, let's go to the phones and see who's out there. 1-800-259-9231. And above, one last comment before we go to the phones. We are not here to tell you what to think. We are only asking that you do consider alternative viewpoints before making your final decision on any one of a myriad of different questions. You have that right still. It may not always be here, because censorship and ostracism and character assassination are tools now being used with greater and greater ruthlessness on people who seek to explore on their own. So use your time wisely. Okay.
Right.
Fair enough?
That's right. That's right. And when you have opinions that differ from the mainstream, be ready to defend them and stand up for them, because you are going to be mocked. You are going to be attacked. But that's what
and
my life
critics,
has been for many years.
And your critics, yes, indeed, and your critics will not even give you the common courtesy of reading the information that you found compelling about this issue or that issue.
Right.
It doesn't matter. They won't read it.
No.
It is absolutely not going to happen.
But
so,
if you study and if you go to Zundelfight.org and some of the other like websites, even if you go to mine, if you go to goodnewsaboutgod.com and go to Table of Topics. By the way, I've got the Moon movie on there now. You can buy that. Funny thing happened on the way to the moon. You can see that it is unlikely
wild.
We went to the moon.
That's raises a lot of very interesting questions.
Right, and it's a 9/11 video and things like that. There plus other topics about how they're merging the U.S., Canada, and Mexico, which mm-hmm. will be completed by the end of this year.
So there
are topics there, plus many others. If you start really looking around on the Internet, you'll find a lot of information. But the very best place to go is to rents.com. Very place best. If you want to get what's going on in the world, go there. By the way, I was walking to the grocery store, and there was a young man sitting at a kind of a high stand, and they were giving away L.A. Times in the grocery
mm-hmm.
store.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, no, I don't want one. And he says, oh, come on, take one anyway. I said, no, I don't read that. It's all propaganda. And so he says, well, where do you get your news? I said, from the Internet. And I said, because there's no truth in that paper you're holding in your hand. And so we had a nice discussion. He says, well, what kind of things do you find on the Internet? And so I said, well, there's a cure for cancer, if you want, for one thing, and who's taking over the world. So anyway, I got to give him your website address and my website address, and he was very interested.
Well, that's a hit.
Yeah.
Good. That's a nice story.
Yeah.
There are good people out there who are honestly looking.
Who want to know.
Yep, yeah. And they have a right to know.
That's right.
Let's see what Linda in Ohio has to say. Hi, Linda. Thanks for your patience. What do you have for us tonight?
Pleasure to talk to you, Dr. Day.
Hello.
My 23-year-old daughter got herself into a dilemma this past April. She was visiting some friends in California when she suddenly came down with pain in her left eye. She went to an urgent care and was diagnosed with conjunctivitis. That was the wrong diagnosis. By the time she got home, including a flight that was canceled and, you know, it was a roaring case of whatever she had. I got her in this, now this has been like a week after this wrong diagnosis of conjunctivitis. I got her into the optometrist who sent me to the ophthalmologist.
Well, what did they give her as a diagnosis?
Iritis.
And what?
Iritis. Well, the thing is that, it's not uncommon for them to have made a diagnosis of conjunctivitis originally, since it wasn't an eye doctor, but they're both really treated the same by natural methods. It's only that if they're going to give her drugs, they might give her different drugs, but if you're going to treat it by natural methods, they're both treated the same.
Well, it's staff, isn't it?
Well, it doesn't have to be staph. It can be another one, but it's just another organism. But
mm-hmm.
whether it's the conjunctiva that is inflamed or the iris that's inflamed, by natural methods, you treat it the same way. And we can talk about that when we come back.
Okay. Hold on, Linda. We'll be right back as Dr. Day and I continue. Back with Dr. Lorraine Day, and Linda is on the phone in Ohio. Okay, Lorraine, go ahead.
Well, let's find out what Linda wants to ask. What question do you have, Linda?
Let me further explain that
okay.
because this inflammatory disease went on for so long.
How long?
How long?
It was by that time a good 9 days by the
mm-hmm.
time I got her to the clinic.
Mm-hmm.
Her iris had become to her lens, and so they were giving her dilating drops. You had to do them every 20 minutes.
This was the ophthalmologist?
No, this is the clinic after he was sent to the clinic.
Right.
And in California or what?
No, in Ohio, in Cleveland.
Okay.
And so it was a tuck and go, nip and tuck, rather.
Well, who sent her? You say she was sent to the clinic. Who sent her to the clinic?
The ophthalmologist.
Ophthalmologist
why
saw her in his
her
office
a,
and sent her somewhere else or what?
Why,
right.
Why did he do
she was
that?
Originally, because they originally diagnosed, because there is a specialist at the clinic that knows how to treat these diseases. And
what kind of a clinic is this?
Well, it's the Cleveland Clinic.
Okay, so an ophthalmologist felt that this had gone too far and it was out of his class, so he sent her to the Cleveland Clinic.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
Well, so she did these dilating drops every 20 minutes for several days, and with a lot of prayer, and it finally unstuck because there was so much not mucus, but congestion, mucus and pus
right.
that had attached the retina to the lens,
mm-hmm.
or rather the iris to the lens. And so thank God that was accomplished. And then then she was put on prednisone to clear up the infection in the back of her eye. And so we're at a holding pattern now. And this was attributed, I guess she has a syndrome attributed to a defective gene called HLA-B27. And I didn't notice it before because she has scoliosis. So when she was complaining of back pain and wrist pain and ankle pain, I attributed it to the scoliosis. But I'm thinking now that she probably has this syndrome called caused by this defective gene, which is attributable to also, psoriasis, and you can get inflammatory bowel disease, and you can get ankylosis.
Ankylosing spondylitis?
Exactly.
So, let me ask you,
my question is, Doctor, that it seems to be right now at a holding pattern. She seems to be getting better. I don't know if, it takes 3 months from what I understand for this disease to subside. So now that it's sort of been arrested, I don't know what to treat first naturally. She is into organic.
First of all, why was she in California?
She was visiting some friends because she was thinking about moving out there.
Okay, so she was visiting friends, and how long was she out here?
Out in California for about, it was cut short, for about 5 days.
Okay, and what was she doing when she was out here? She was having fun with her friends, going out and eating? And
they were just on the beach and, just going to see some sights, and she was under no stress, but from what I understand, stress can bring this on. I don't know.
Well, not only that, what were she and her friends eating, and what is their diet like all the time? And she's 23 years old. You know what 23-year-olds eat?
No, she's not like that at all, Dr. Day. Especially the last 3 years. I mean, she makes her own hummus, and she goes down to.
Does she eat animal products?
No,
not at all.
I can't say not at all.
Has a soda.
No, at all.
You have to ask the question.
No pop at all.
You have to. She never has a cup of coffee?
Yes, she has recently.
Okay. And you're telling me she eats no sugar whatsoever? See, you have to ask the question, first of all, why do you think she got the iritis in the first place? Okay, well, how do you think she got that? Do you think it just fell from the sky?
As I understand it, it's a defective gene. Her twin brother was born with cataracts. So I don't know.
Well,
fine all along, right?
Exactly. Well, no, she has all these pains in her joints.
Let's talk about the eye here.
Okay, her eye has been fine all along. When she has pains in her joint, see, I if this was my child, I would not ever attribute it to a defective gene.
Uh-huh.
Okay, because everybody has these kinds of problems without defective genes. And genes are not necessarily defective at birth. You can cause defective genes by the way you eat and the way you live, because when you produce oxidants, which are very detrimental to the body, they can cause genetic damage.
Mm-hmm.
But you can mend your genes as well. And so, first of all, I just have to look at that. If one of my sons went on a trip like that, went to California, was having a wonderful time with their friends, probably the jet lag when she gets there, they may have been staying up late. Kids do not go to bed at 9:30 or 10 o'clock.
Right.
Don't. And so they're out on the beach, and maybe she got plenty of sun or way too much sun, or when she's visiting people, they generally have more out to eat and maybe more sweets and maybe more coffee and maybe more whatever. You see, if I didn't get cancer because somebody in New Jersey was eating and living wrong, I got cancer because I was eating and living wrong. Okay? Mm-hmm. And so that's the first person we have to look at. The things that they have given her are not going to cure her eye problem. They're going to make some of her symptoms go away. But prednisone doesn't cure anything. Prednisone is a very, very potent anti-inflammatory, which causes a false decrease in the irritation while at the same time suppressing your immune system. And that's what she's on now.
She's off the prednisone now. It was
so. But that's what they put her on.
Exactly.
You see? And so when you have an irritation, anything that has ITIS at the end means it's either an inflammatory reaction or an infection. When you have that, the way you get rid of it by natural methods is even with eyes, you can put warm and cold compresses on it, not so cold that you damage anything, but warm and cold back and forth will cause the blood flow to go in and take away toxins. And it's a very effective way of getting rid of infections or inflammatory reactions is putting warm and cold. Now, I'm not talking about injuries. When you have a new injury, you put cold on it. But because she has a lot of joint pains, that can be just from the way she's eating and living.
Could be a lot of things. Couldn't it be parasites as well? We are prone to parasites.
Well, that is such a long shot. If you hear hoofbeats, it's probably not a giraffe.
Okay.
It's probably a horse. Okay?
Right. Hold on. We have to pause. We'll duck into this break and come right back out the other side. All right, folks on hold, thank you. Our number here is 800-259-9231. So go ahead and get on the line here, get in line, and we'll take you as soon as we can. Next up is Mary. Oh, do you want to add anything else to this?
Well, if that were my son or daughter who mm-hmm. had a situation like that, the first thing I would do is, get them home, start them drinking huge amounts of water, which you have to do to flush the toxins out of your system, put warm and cool compresses.
Well, those compresses are really
on the
aces.
Eye.
They really can do amazing
That's
things.
That's right. And then you can take, internally, you can take charcoal pills. This is medicinal-grade charcoal, or drink charcoal in water, not the kind you take out of your fireplace, but medicinal charcoal. It's pure, and if I wouldn't put charcoal compresses directly on the eye, but any other place, practically any other place in your body, you can use charcoal compresses directly on the area, and it pulls toxins out. You have to get to sleep at a good time at night. You're having a problem like that. The body needs all the sleep it can get. Eliminate the sugar. Eliminate the coffee. Eat lightly. Drink a lot of fresh homemade carrot juice and green leafy vegetable juice. And that's the way I would treat it rather than giving drugs. Now, everybody has to make their own decision. But that's the way you assist the body in getting rid of the infection or inflammation.
Okay. In Arizona, Mary is on the phone. Hi, Mary. Welcome to the program. What's your question for Dr. Day?
Hi. Thank you. Thanks for having me on. Both great to listen to.
Thank you.
Talking about tests, I have a test coming up tomorrow.
Test.
I have a lump in my throat. It's way down, and I've already had an ultrasound. And
how did you know it was there?
I could feel it.
Okay.
It's actually like feeling, when you get choked up, there's a lump in my throat. I can feel it all the time.
You didn't feel it externally. You felt it internally?
Internally. There's nothing swollen. I don't have
When you swallow, is that when you feel it?
Yes, but I like now as I'm talking to you, I can feel it's there.
Is it in your esophagus or in your...
It's near my Adam's apple.
Okay.
And when I had the ultrasound, it showed a growth. I'm scheduled to do a thyroid uptake scan tomorrow, which, of course, involves injecting me with the chemical to trace if my thyroid is working.
Right.
And
radioactive chemicals.
I know.
Right.
And I talked to the surgeon. There is one surgeon that I really trust. And she, of course, said you should do it because it will determine if the nodules are hot or cold. If, and I don't remember which way is which, but she said if it's one way, they can treat it. If it's just an overactive or whatever, there's something wrong with the thyroid. She said if it is cancerous, then a surgery would be required to remove it. But she said they don't like to do surgery on the neck because of all the vessels there. And I just wanted to get your...
Well, there's another reason not to do surgery on the thyroid, and that is because your parathyroid glands are embedded in your thyroid. Mm-hmm. The parathyroid glands control the calcium metabolism in your body. Mm-hmm. And if they take them all out, which they used to do unknowingly years and years and years ago, mm-hmm. then the patient dies.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's why they frequently... ablate or destroy the thyroid gland by giving high doses of radiation to the thyroid, which will not necessarily affect the parathyroid glands, but it wipes out the thyroid gland non-surgically. All right? But again, you have a lump, and so your lump is abnormal, whether it's benign or malignant. Your lump is abnormal.
Correct.
Your lump didn't just happen because you live.
Mm-hmm.
We develop lumps because of the way we eat and the way we live.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're going to have if you have that lump removed, and I'm not telling you not to have it removed, you have to make that decision. But if you have it removed, you have not changed any of the reasons why you developed it in the first place, right?
Well, I have. I called you a while ago about I was having really bad hot flashes,
mm-hmm.
and I want to thank you so much. I gave up coffee right after our discussion.
Good.
My hot flashes went away.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that a miracle?
I mean, they just, like, went away totally.
Women, listen up. Listen up. How simple, huh?
Yeah, it was great. And I have really made an effort. Now, I'll be honest with you, Dr. Day, I am not as perfect as you. I mean, every once in a while, I like to cheat, and I have... some, like homemade granola with a little bit of milk. I tried
to use rice milk.
I tried using rice milk. Now I've just gone to having a little organic, and I just only have a little bit, and that's my treat. But it's really tough. I have really given up the meat. I gave up cheese, which was my big downfall.
Good for you.
You made some major progress. Good.
Yeah, so I'm trying to improve.
You're drinking lots of water.
Lots of water, whole grain breads. I don't buy anything white. No, I'm really cut out the sugar. I'm sure
you
are I can
in a
improve.
You know you're in a long-term detoxification process.
Right? Oh, I know. Yeah. I had melanoma seven years ago. So
how old are you now?
I'll be 49 in a couple months.
So you had melanoma when you were 42?
Yes.
Did you change anything then, or did you not know how to change?
I didn't know how to change.
Yeah,
then right after that, we got your tape, and then we kind of changed a little bit, my husband and I, but I really changed this last year.
Good.
When the hot flashes were just unbearable.
Well, it's never too late. You did.
Yeah, exactly. I just didn't know what to do with the
lump. Well, here's what you have to think about. Here's what you have to think about. You have a lump. You have a lump.
Is the test really dangerous?
Is which test?
The thyroid scan I take tomorrow.
The thing is, you are having some radiation put into your body, but it's not the kind of radiation they give you when they're trying to wipe out your thyroid.
Okay.
So you have a lump, and they're trying to find out exactly where the lump is and what it involves, right? They're
correct.
Not sure if it's your thyroid where the lump is.
That's correct. Right.
And so they're trying to make a diagnosis, and you have to decide. You know you have a lump. All right? You're going to have to, if you're going to go the route that I went, you're going to have to do all the same things no matter what your lump is.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's correct.
But they're going to, the more tests they do, the more they're going to get you into a box where they're going to say, we want to cut on you, we want to give you chemo, we want to do this. So you have to start at the end where they're going.
Yeah.
And decide if you want to go there.
Yeah.
You see, and the more you're in their clutches, the more difficult it's going to be because they're going to scare you to death.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You see, and they're going to say, if you don't do this, you're going to die.
Right.
If you don't do it tomorrow, you're going to die. You see, they don't even want you to think about it. So you can have your study done, but since you had cancer the first time at 42, I mean, it's wonderful the changes you are making. It is just a huge step in the right direction. And just keep doing more and more. Don't be as stupid as I was, where I just, I got myself in terrible shape, but then I changed all at once.
Mm-hmm.
I changed all at once because I didn't want to die.
Right. Well, right? Yeah, I know.
You don't want to die either.
No.
But the thing is, the more you get in their clutches, the more that they're going to have an effect on you, and then your family's going to be scared and all of that business.
Right.
So make up your mind ahead of time just how far you're going to go with this testing business. If you want to know what it is, fine, but then decide what you're going to do about it ahead of time.
So if it's a lump that needs to be removed.
What kind of lumps need to be removed?
Well, whatever is there. I mean, I cannot...
What kind of lumps need to be removed?
Well,
I mean, do you believe...
If it's cancerous. I only care if it's cancerous.
Okay, so do you believe you can cut out cancer?
Yes.
You can't.
You can't?
No. In other words, what I'm trying to say is the same blood, if that's cancer, the same blood that goes through cancer goes through the rest of your body, doesn't
mm-hmm.
it? All right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's all coursing through there all the time anyway.
It just happens to have shown up in that location.
That's
correct.
But
it's a systemic issue.
Okay. Your body, your whole body is sick, and you've got to get it well if that's cancer.
Are they talking about biopsy, by the way?
I'm sure that'll be the next step.
Because cutting out cancer, what you've got to do is reverse the factors that allowed the cancer to develop.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you have to do. So everybody kind of wants the cancer cut out because then they think that they're okay. But when I had a portion of my tumor removed, I only had it removed for pain relief, and they sent me home tonight to die because at that time I didn't know the whole plan. But when I found out the whole plan, I still had a whole bunch of tumor in me, and I could watch it go away.
Mm-hmm.
You see, tumors are reversible, whether they're cancer or benign. Doctors are not taught that.
Yes.
So for you to develop melanoma at 42 is very, very young. And
do you believe that cancer is hereditary? There's a lot on my mother's side, and her brother died of melanoma.
Which videos of mine do you have?
I have your workbook.
Cancer Doesn't Scare Me Anymore. Do you have that?
Yes, I have that one.
Okay, because in that one, I show you that cancer is not hereditary.
Oh, no, I have the one Getting Well.
That's the workbook.
Getting Started Getting Well or
That's
something.
That's the workbook. You need
I don't
the video.
Think I have the, I'm scared, I'm not scared of cancer anymore. So you don't believe it's hereditary. Okay.
Yeah, it's not, I'll tell you why. If, it doesn't matter if you've got a lot of cancer in your family. It's passed down in families all right, but not in the genes. It's passed down because you learn from your mother and your grandmother how to eat, live, and handle stress.
Mm-hmm.
And all you have to do is change that.
Right.
And then you can be well. Because they've done studies showing that Japanese women in their 60s and 70s have a very low incidence of cancer because they're mainly eating rice and vegetables and maybe a little bit of fish. But you bring them to America and you give them the rich Western diet and they have the same incidence of breast cancer as an American woman. This is not genetic. And if it were genetic, then the incidence of cancer in 1909 would be at least as high as now, because everybody's grandmothers would be having had cancer,
mm-hmm.
you see?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not. The incidence of cancer then was 1 out of 33. Now it's 1 out of 2. So how could it be genetic?
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yes, and you know, my first oncologist told me I had no treatment. He told me to do it with my diet.
Hmm. Your diet and
all orange fruits and vegetables.
Well, not, it's not just diet. Remember all the other 9 steps. But you need to get cancer. It doesn't scare me anymore.
You got it. I'll do that.
Okay.
Okay, Mary.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
Right.
Bye.
Okay, time to take a break here at the top of the hour. One more hour to go with Dr. Lorraine Day, MD. Her website is drday.com. You can order all the marvelous videos and other materials by simply going to the website. And the 800 number, Lorraine?
1-800-574-2437. That's 1-800-574-2437.
Very good. Okay, we'll pause and come right back.